Troy has launched a multi-year effort to replace critical water transmission lines that connect the city's Tamhanic Reservoir to the water treatment plant. The nearly $40 million infrastructure project will ensure daily delivery of over 21 million gallons of clean water from the Tamhanic 6.5 miles northeast of the city through the Troy Water Plant. The reservoir serves 135 customers in Troy and 9 communities across Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties, including Rensselaer, East Greenbush, North Greenbush, Brunswick, Scaticoke, Postenkill, Half Moon, Waterford, and Menands. Troy Mayor Patrick Madden says there are always infrastructure needs for a large municipal water and sewer system.
The difficulty is you often don't know that until water is coming out of the ground or not going where it's supposed to be going. In terms of the plant, we've made regular investments in the plant over the past 55 years since it opened, and we'll continue doing that. We've got some projects scheduled up there. I don't want to say they're routine, but they are things that are proactive steps to maintain the plant and continue its useful life. Water lines that run under our streets, you never know how long they're going to last. When I came into office, we lost an important line, but that line itself was over 100 years old. So sometimes lines last 100 years and sometimes they last 10 years. It depends on the subsurface conditions and the amount of traffic that's driving over them, et cetera.
Chris Wieland is Troy's superintendent of public utilities.
We're keeping our current lines intact while this construction is going on. This construction's in a completely different path than where the current mains are. So while under construction, it doesn't do much. Once it'll be kind of touch and go for a bit when it comes time to tie these mains in, because we'll have to take one of our current lines out of service and put one of the new lines in service and switch them over one at a time.
Wieland says the new mains are larger, have 500-year lifespans, and are expected to be in full operation some 18 to 24 months from now. He adds residents needn't worry about water bills going sky high.
Although it's a costly project, we do have a $10 million grant from the state to do this project, and it was based on, it's an intermunicipal grant, so it's based on all of us communities coming together to complete a project, and it's kind of one of those that we're all in this together. Without proper, safe, clean drinking water, we really don't have a community. So to bring not only Troy, but all our surrounding communities that we wholesale water to into the future, and allow for our kids, our grandkids, our grandkids' kids to rely on a water system that provides proper drinking water and fire protection, this is a much-needed project.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.